Later on we learn apara prakriti consists of rajas, tamas, sattva. It's a mixture of sattva, rajas and tamas. Of which these are the eight elements. But para prakriti consists of satyidananda. That is the real nature of divine nature. The lower nature, the apara prakriti, consists of mortality. The higher nature is immortal, is imperishable, immortality, amritam. That is why in the Veda it is declared, you, as far as you individual are concerned, you are amritasya putraha. You are the children of amrita, of the immortal. So this is one answer to the question as to who am I. Now in the 15th chapter, you have another answer as to who am I. Chapter 15, verse number 7. Now here the description is of the Supreme Lord. In the 7th chapter, we had the description of the prakriti, of the power of the divine. Here now is the description of the divine himself. He says, mama eva anshaha jiva loke jiva bhutaha sanatanaha. This individual is mama eva anshaha. Is I am myself that jiva. In the 7th chapter we had a description, jiva bhuta, that is prakriti herself is jiva, the supreme prakriti, divya power. Here I am myself, I have myself become the jiva. Mama eva anshaha sanatanaha is eternal. That is, you as an individual are an eternal portion of the Supreme Lord Himself. If you combine these two propositions together, you find that jiva is at once the portion of the Supreme and something that is constituted by the Supreme Power, Supreme Being and Supreme Power. The individual shares therefore both the aspects, the being of the Supreme Lord and the power of the Supreme Lord. Reality also itself is Supreme Being and Supreme Power. When we say reality is Sat and Chit, Chit is power, Sat is being. So when we say reality is Sat-Chit, it means a reality is at once the Supreme Being and also Supreme Power. An individual is the ansha of the Supreme Being and Supreme Power. So when you put both the statements together, you get the correct answer to the question as to who am I. I am the portion of the Supreme Being and Supreme Power. Therefore, just as the reality is at once static and dynamic, even so I too am at once static and dynamic. Every individual therefore shares in the nature of the Supreme Reality. I am also immobile and mobile. I am myself the Supreme Lord, or Supreme Lord Himself is myself, but anshaha. The only difference between Him and me is that I am only a portion. But basically the stuff is the same. The fire and the spark, the basic nature is the same. The ocean of water and the bubble, the nature is the same. Whether you drink one bubble or you drink the whole ocean, the experience is of the same nature. Now this is the first part of my preface. Because this chapter, as I said, is one of the most important chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. It tells you the entire story of creation. It describes the whole reality, describes where I am in this reality, in what way I am bound, why am I in bondage, why do I feel so restrained, full of suffering, sorrow, painful, why do I feel? And what is the means by which I can be liberated from it? This entire story is given in this brief 20 verses of this chapter.